What a football game. Barnegat, 35. Point Burrow, 31. It was 14-10 at the half, Barnegat. They scored in the third to go up 21-10.
By the way, that Manalapan is a final, Kevin. Manalapan wins it 28-21 over Brick Memorial. So pretty game effort by the Mustangs. But the number two seed Braves advance to play another week in the semis.
And Brick Memorial season ends tonight.
4-6, correct.
4-6.
A very deceiving 4-6.
So as I said, it was 21-10. Barnegat early in the third. Dunbar on a 79-yard run. Later in the third, made it 21-17. And then the fireworks really began in the fourth quarter. Dunbar scored on a 24-yard run to give Burrow a 24-21 lead. Mark McCoy came back on a short run, 28-24 Barnegat. A minute later, Jack Vitale, a 65-yard run. It was Point Burrow back on top, 31-28. And then with 3:40 left, David Smithman, a 2-yard run, scoring run, 35-31. That's where we stand right now. Second down and 5. McCoy, under center, call signals. Turns, pitches to Smithman, tries to get around the left corner. If he does, he'll get a first down, and he will. David Smithman able to turn the corner. Kevin O'Connor, the outside linebacker, just came inside a little bit too much. He was in the backfield but had a bad angle. And they will move the chains. And the clock continues.
Yep, as soon as they set the chains, it moves. So it's 25 seconds. They could run it down. They still have two timeouts left because that was an injury timeout. The clock started.
Under 2 minutes and moving. The Bengals will take their time now. McCoy. Hands off to Smithman, both hands around the ball, gets a couple, and that's about it. I'm sure Burrow will use a timeout here, and they will.
And that's their second. They have one left.
We'll take a quick 30-second break. 1:40 left. Barnegat, 35. Point Burrow, 31. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7, The Hawk.
Change is coming. It might be the weather, it might be a wet road, and changing to Firestone tires can help you navigate it. Come to the Firestone Tire Sale for our best prices on Firestone tires. Change is coming.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you are safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $25 off any set of Firestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and Classic Rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Kevin Williams, along with the coach, Ed Sarluka, thriller here, a classic, 35-31, Barnegat hanging on. Final score from Jackson. Sayreville beats the Jaguars 21-13, Jackson's first ever home quarterfinal playoff loss. They had been 6-0 before tonight. McCoy pitching to Smithman, rolls around the right, will stay in bounds, will fight for a couple of yards. Clock will continue.
Timeout, Burrow.
Point Burrow will call a timeout.
Their last one of the night.
With a minute and 30 left. All right, so let's try and – it's a third down here, so you run the play.
Ball.
Let's say they reset the clock with about, what, a minute and 22 or 23 maybe?
Yeah, make it 120, let's say.
Okay, all right, so.
And they got 25 seconds, and then they take a – they have no timeout, so
right.
They either have to punt it or take a penalty.
All right, so
and then punt it away with under a minute to go.
All right, a little less than a minute. I would think they wouldn't want to take the penalty because you don't want to lose 5 yards in the field position.
Right.
So you just punt it away before. So maybe 55 seconds, you get the kick away. In about 55 seconds, it bounces a little bit whether they return it or not. Maybe fifth. So maybe Point Burrow gets the ball with about 45 to 50 seconds left. That is... If Barnegat doesn't get his first down.
Oh, then it negates everything.
Then
and the game, the ball game is over. They get in victory formation.
That's right.
And they win, and they move on to the semis. How about this fact?
Unfortunate thing, Kevin. Though, Ed, I was going to say for Point Burrow, is they're going to have to throw it when they get the ball back, and they have not done that real well.
No, they have not. How about this fact? In the A-South, guys, all three teams out.
Yep.
Southern, Burke Memorial, Jackson. All three go down tonight.
All knocked out tonight, yep. All right, so here we go. Third down at about four. McCoy keeps it, rolls left. If he gets the corner, he's got a first down. Puts his head down, and I think he's got the first down.
Yeah, just go down now. He's trying to fight it, and he does break away, but the whistle blew. That'll do it. Victory formation, and Barnegat's going to win this one unless something crazy happens. 35-31.
Well, they'll move the chains, and the Barnegat Bengals for the second straight year will win a playoff game, right?
Yep.
And I would say, Ed, with a minute and 10 left, that will clinch our Ocean Trophies Water Street Grill Player of the Game. It will go to senior quarterback Mark McCoy.
What did he do tonight? He only threw for 360 yards.
Is that what the final number is?
That's the final number. Do you think he deserves?
360 yards passing for Mark McCoy. Three touchdowns in the air, a touchdown run. That's not a bad night for a baseball player. Right?
Great line. Great line.
They'll, I think, run one more play. I think they'll have to do one more. Victory formation. And in all likelihood, it will be off to West Deptford next week. The final seconds. Click down. Players start exchanging handshakes. Barnegat will beat Point Barrow 35-31. The Panthers now will have to wait till Thanksgiving to play Central Regional. Barnegat will be back in action next weekend. Some of the fans storm the field. And this one is all over. We'll take a quick break. And then we'll come back with the post-game show. Ed will interview our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game, Mark McCoy. Barnegat wins at 35-31. We step outside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now is the perfect time to upgrade your sleep. Sleepy's biggest Simmons Beauty Rest sale ever is going on now through Veterans Day. You like saving lots of money? Get 50% off every Beauty Rest mattress in the store, with queen sets starting at just $3.99. Save 50% off the Simmons Phenom and Legend collections, the most comfortable Beauty Rest mattresses anywhere. And only Sleepy's offers you our exclusive 8-year comfort guarantee. So you're assured of restful, rejuvenating sleep for years to come. So hurry in for details to one of Sleepy's 700 convenient locations during Sleepy's biggest Simmons Beauty Rest sale ever, now through Veterans Day. Call 1-800-SLEEPY's for locations or shop online at sleepys.com. A mattress is one of the most important purchases of your lifetime. So make the right choice. Choose the professionals. Sleepy's, the mattress professionals.
Trust Sleepy's.
This is the Water Street Bar and Grill postgame show, brought to you by the Water Street Bar and Grill, Robbins Parkway on the Toms River. Stop in before or after the game and catch all the college and pro football action on their 21 HD TVs. The Water Street Grill is Toms River's new hometown sports bar. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Just a tremendous football game here tonight at the home of the Bengals as we welcome you into the Water Street Grill postgame show. Barnegat, a 35-31 winner over Point Barrow. This one was simple. Point Barrow did their damage on the ground, 400 yards rushing. Barnegat did it in the air, where Mark McCoy threw for 360 yards, three touchdowns, ran for another. And momentarily, we'll get the thrill of a lifetime. He'll be interviewed by Ed Sarluka.
And don't forget, Kevin, we had Nick Sangiacomo here for a few years, so we're not really sure. Robbie Davis will know if it's a school record, but and the first year, they had a kid named Clark, right? Brandon Clark,
I think his name is.
He,
right. Yeah,
he put up some big numbers, too, so Robbie Davis will know, though.
So Mr. McCoy will receive a beautiful trophy from Ocean Trophies, Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor, and a $25 gift certificate from the Water Street Grill in Toms River.
Hey, if we could get an upset down in Southwest Jersey, West Deptford could lose tonight. Barnegat would be right here next week, but
that's not going to happen.
Hey, you never know. Hey, look at some of the scores around tonight, Kev.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a rough night for the Shore. A lot of Shore teams knocked out tonight, but not Barnegat. They live to play another day in just a thrilling football game. Ed's working his way in there.
Well, we did find out 4:34, Nick San Giacomo. So,
yeah, but he never played better than McCoy did tonight.
No, McCoy had a super game. Let's get Mark McCoy over here. Okay, Kev. Our Water Street Ocean Trophies player of the game, Mark McCoy. Mark, 360 tonight in the air. Not a school record. Guy by the name of Nick San Giacomo, right? 430. But three touchdowns, one on the ground rushing. What a super night tonight.
Thank you. I mean, I was the least one expected. I mean, I would never would have guessed I would have got 360 in the air today. I mean, Burrow's a hell of a team. I mean, we just hit our guys today. I mean, Dave was a heck out of the ball. I mean, we just clicked. I mean, I can't say anything more than that.
You know, it's the air game. At halftime, you had 177 yards, and you only had three completions. You're throwing a home run ball to Salt and Pat Moran. I mean, you got some home run hitters on this team.
Yeah, I mean, we can score at any given moment, any given time. So, I mean, I saw an opening. I called Coach Davis. He's like, you see it, go run it. So then, like, I got it, and it clicked.
You know, it seemed like whoever had the last was going to win this one, you know, and they were driving for that go-ahead touchdown and the big turnover, and the Bengals come out with the W.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. We were scared when they got the ball, but, I mean, we live by the keep chopping, as Ray Sheehan would say with Rutgers. I mean, you just put the next play behind you, you just keep moving forward, and you just keep looking for the next play. I mean, we got the fortunate advantage right there. We got the fumble, and thank God we got that first down right there. So,
yeah, that first down iced it, and it's just a super game. You got to give a little credit to your counterpart on the other side. He was over 220 yards rushing, John Dunbar.
Yeah, I mean, respects to him. I mean, I play him in baseball. He's one heck of a competitor. I mean, me and him, like, we may not get along on the field, but I mean, we have that respect for each other. That on the field, that we're both good athletes, and we just respect each other.
You know, my partner upstairs, Kevin Williams, said, you know, 360 yards on the ground, three touchdown passes, and one on the ground rushing. Not bad for a baseball player.
No, not bad. Not not bad at all. So I can't complain about that. So.
Hey, let's get an upset down south by West Windsor. You'll be back home next week here.
I would love to have that, man. I'm going to miss these lights.
Well, congratulations, Mark. A super night, and your effort got the Bengals through.
Thank you, sir.
Mark McCoy, what an effort out of Mark. And as he said, gave a lot of credit to his receivers, Salt and Moran all over the field, Smithman with some key yards on the ground. So just a super night. Waiting for Bobby Batters here to finish up his interview, and then I'll get Robbie Davis. We did know that Robbie would know who that school record was.
Yeah.
And he didn't say it was at 4-something. He knew it was 4:34 exactly.
Yeah. It really was an exciting football game. It just doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, so many guys, I thought McCoy, as you said, the receivers, Salt with a couple of touchdown passes. Pat Moran was terrific. I really like him. He's a very – very good player. And David Smithman kind of had a quiet night. And then when they needed him the most, the one big run and then a huge reception on a third down to set up the what would be the winning touchdown, his two-yard run with 3:40 left. And, of course, for Point Borough, what more can you say about John Dunbar?
Super effort out of the Panthers. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Here's Rob Davis. Coach, what a super night of offensive football.
I finally got interviewed after one of your games. I lost every one. But, yeah,
we did mention that.
That's been on my mind, too. So, it was a year of first for us. And I told our guys, let's shake the first and let's get the seconds. You know, we're in the semifinals for the second time in a row. I don't know who's winning the game. I really don't care. Our kids came back. you know, I'm just real proud of him. I know you probably hear that all the time, but, you know, our kids really, you know, gave it everything they got, and I'm real proud of him.